AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Turkey has shot down a Russian warplane, and there's late breaking news that at least one of the Russian pilots is dead. AP correspondent Natalia Vasilyeva reports from Moscow that Turkey is accusing the Russian aircraft of violating its airspace.
Moscow, however, is denying this accusation, saying that the plane never crossed the Syrian border into Turkish skies, Turkey claims. The Russian Defense Ministry issued a statement saying that the plane was over the Syrian territory and never crossed into Turkey.
A spokesman for a rebel group in Syria says one of the pilots was dead on landing, and the fate of the second is unknown at the moment. NATO is going to be holding an emergency meeting today in Brussels on this. When the French president, François Hollande, meets with President Obama at the White House this morning, the fight against the Islamic State group and Russia's part in it will be center stage. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Yesterday, Hollande was in London, where David Cameron's poised to launch British airstrikes on the group. Later this week, he goes to Moscow to see Vladimir Putin. But can Russia really join the fight when its strikes in Syria have mostly hit other groups opposing Bashar Assad? Brookings Institution analyst Joseph Bahut sees some blunt talk in Moscow.
Let us focus on ISIS and let us call our mutual bluffs in a way.
Meantime, we're told one thing President Obama's not interested in doing is buying Russian cooperation by easing sanctions tied to Moscow's carve-up of Ukraine. Mark Smith at the White House.
An Army helicopter has crashed at Fort Hood, Texas, killing four crew members. No word yet on exactly what caused the crash. Authorities in Minneapolis are searching for three white males after five people were shot and wounded last night near the site of a police killing protest. This is AP Radio News. The Patriots beat Buffalo last night, and that makes them and the Carolina Panthers the NFL's only 10-0 teams. Tom Cuddy's in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
The Patriots remain perfect. 10 wins, no losses. In Foxborough, Patriots 20, Buffalo Bills 13. Patriots led 10-3 at halftime. Third quarter, the Bills tied the score on LeSean McCoy's 27-yard run. The Patriots scored the next 10 third-quarter points on a field goal and James White's 6-yard run to lead 20-10. Tom Brady, one touchdown pass. And the Patriots lost two more players to injury. Receivers Danny Amendola and Aaron Dobson failed to finish the game. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
A new report out today says this country lags behind other developed nations in the percentage of young children enrolled in early childhood education programs. Only 66% of 4-year-olds are enrolled. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.